Good morning. It's Ashley with another Hampton Roads Perspective. And this morning I'm in the studio with Spike's Canine Fund. Emily and Dewey are my guests here today doing the interview. How are you doing today?
We are great.
Dewey, how are you doing?
He loves it here.
Oh, yeah. I can tell. So let's get right into it. What is Spike's Canine Fund?
Spike's Canine Fund is a national nonprofit that helps out working dogs, both active and retired. We assist with medical expenses when a working canine becomes sick or injured. And then we also help with life-saving equipment like ballistic vests and heel arms.
And who founded it?
Spike's Canine Fund was founded by James Hatch. He's a retired Naval Special Warfare Operator. He was also a canine handler while he was in. So the dog saved his life on multiple occasions. And after he retired, he felt like he owed them. So he started Spike's Canine Fund to give back to the dog.
So what specifically is your job at Spike's?
I'm the director of operations.
Okay, and how did you get involved in this?
So I knew Jimmy before the organization started up, actually through CrossFit, and we became friends, and he knew that I had a passion for dogs working in veterinary medicine, and so immediately I got on board to volunteer, and one thing led to another, and he just kept giving me more responsibilities, and here I am.
What would you say is the importance of helping canines?
So I think we owe these dogs because they risk their lives to help us every day. And I think they deserve the same protection that their human handlers have. So we owe it to them.
And how many canines have you helped nationally?
We're up to 850 dogs.
850 dogs. Yeah. That's in the United States?
Yeah, 44 states.
Wow, 44 states. Yeah. I was just about to ask what states, but I'm not going to make you run down that. But what do you know off the top of your head what states you haven't assisted?
Hawaii, which is, I'm working on that right now.
I'm sure. That trip would be nice.
Yeah, Wyoming, Vermont, North Dakota.
And what about locally? How many have you helped locally here in Hampton Roads?
In Hampton Roads, we've helped 95 dogs.
95 dogs. And is that with like Virginia Beach, Suffolk, Norfolk, Newport News?
Yeah, all of them. Isle of Wight, Portsmouth, and then also the sheriff's office, and then also some military dogs as well. So I included them.
And how do you help them? Like medically or just with vest or just all of that?
All of it. Yeah,
all of it.
And sometimes the military working dogs need equipment before they deploy. So we'll help them with eye protection and vests and really whatever they need, and then medical expenses as well for the retired ones.
Now, I know you guys often make headlines with Spike's Canine Fund, and your friend Anderson Cooper is always involved. He loves you guys. How has he helped you?
Anderson has a huge social media following, so he's helped us via social media. He comes to our events, so that helps us get some guests there.
Yeah.
And then also monetarily, so he's made some pretty big contributions.
So he helped vested a lot of these canines here in Hampton Roads, correct?
Most of them, actually, yeah.
How do you guys raise money besides donations?
So we do a lot of fundraising events all over the country, and then we also have a pretty big following on social media that helps, and then we also bring in a lot of money through our online store.
So you have a lot of merchandise?
We do.
So like shirts and hats, all kinds of things?
Yep, and we just started a new line for your dog, so if you're looking for treats or bandanas, we got it.
Now, you obviously have a website, Instagram, Facebook, and it's easy to find. You just type in Spike's Canine Fund?
Yeah. If you go to spikescaninefund.org, you'll actually see all the icons at the bottom, so you can click on any of our social media from there.
Now, you mentioned events that you have. What type of events?
We do a number of events. We have a annual formal gala. We do like events with local supporters like Smoke Barbecue, Tidewater Tactical, Baja Coffee, things like that where they'll donate part of the proceeds.
Okay, yeah. That's perfect. So speaking of events, let's talk about the upcoming event that is happening at Clubhouse Bar and Grill on June 1st. Now, I know this is the second year of doing this one. What's going on there?
So it's going to be a fun day, mostly outside. We're going to have canine demos, an auction, raffles. It's free of charge, so anybody can come.
And how much money was raised last year?
A little over $4,000.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And how much is a vest?
$2,500.
So did you guys take that money to buy a vest, or did you guys use it for medically, or do you just put it in the pot, and whenever someone needs help, then you guys help out that way?
Yep. We apply it to the next dogs on our waiting list. So it was for vests.
Now, do you guys have any type of raffle going on?
We do. We got some really good raffle items, and there's going to be a silent auction as well. And if you bring dog treats, you'll be entered in the raffle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what can guests expect when they get there?
So we're going to have canine demos, we're going to have raffles, bar Olympics, cash prizes, a silent auction, 50-50 drawing. There's going to be some extra dogs there too for people to interact with.
Okay, and you mentioned there's going to be food and drinks, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be a good time.
And it doesn't cost to get in?
Nope.
No cover charge for anything?
Cover charge.
Free to the public?
Yep.
Family friendly.
Yep. Everybody's
Perfect.
Welcome.
Now, if anyone wants to get more information about this, where can they go?
The easiest way is go to our website, spikescaninefund.org. We have the event listed on there under events, and then they can also go to our Facebook.
Okay. Now, I always ask at the end of my interviews if there's anything that you'd like to leave with Hampton Roads in regards to Spikes Canine Fund, in regards to your events, maybe the importance of helping, kind of putting that message out there. What would you like to leave with Hampton Roads?
So first, I want to say thank you. Thank you to you for having us here today. And then thank you to everyone that has contributed to our cause and helped us get where we're at. And if they know of anyone that's needing some help, any working dogs, send them our way. SpikesCanineFund.org. Reach out to us on social media.
Perfect.
We'd love to hear from them.
Thank you again, Emily, for coming in the studio. It's always great to have you guys in here. And if you're listening and you want more information about Spikes Canine Fund, or maybe more specifically about this event happening June 1st at Clubhouse Bar and Grill in Virginia Beach, just text the word SPIKE to 757-104. I'll send all the information right to your phone.